Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And you have to look at it. When you hear about the Palestinian people, there are myths. As a matter of fact, there's 10 distinct myths. You're about to see it, 1293. You got to see this. It's very specifically breaks down all these myths that helps you understand this is nothing but a false narrative, by the way, that is succeeding, but God is going to stop it. Take a look at this.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is perhaps the most complex political issue of our time. Many have resorted to simply blaming one side or the other. But if we take the time to understand the history and correct our misconceptions, a potential path forward for the Palestinians begins to emerge. So let's start by trying to get the story straight and clear up 10 of the biggest misconceptions out there. Misconception number one, Israel illegally stole land from the Palestinians. In 1947, the UN voted to give land to both the Jews and the Palestinians. The Jews accepted their partition and legally formed the State of Israel. The Palestinians rejected their partition and attacked. Even after losing the war, the Arabs still had most of the land from the UN ruling. Which leads us to misconception number two. The surrounding Arab nations actually want to create a Palestinian state. So after the war, the West Bank and Gaza were controlled by Jordan and Egypt for 19 years. During that span, those governments never established a Palestinian state. Instead, they kept the land for their own use. Misconception number three, the Arab nations want to solve the refugee crisis. Palestinians have settled in Arab nations throughout the Middle East. These nations could solve the crisis immediately by granting refugees equal rights. But instead, they refuse to let them vote, own land, or even study in public schools. Ironically, the only country to grant them full citizenship rights is Israel, which absorbed 156,000 Arabs after the 1948 war. And even today, Arabs hold seats in the Israeli government and Supreme Court. Misconception number four, UN efforts are helping to solve the refugee crisis. The UN did step in to provide assistance to the Palestinian refugees, but instead of using their existing agency that helps resettle refugee populations around the world, the UN created UNRWA, which labels every Palestinian as a refugee until a Palestinian state is formed within the borders of Israel. This makes it more difficult for Palestinians to thrive in their host countries and locks them into perpetual refugee status, passing it on to their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, swelling the refugee population from 500,000 in 1949 to nearly 5 million today. As conditions worsened, the international aid started to pour in, which, incidentally, is misconception number five. The solution is more money. Really? Western nations have given the Palestinians a ton of aid. Even taking inflation into account, they've been given 25 times more money per person than Europe was given to rebuild after World War II. Where's the stable economy? Where's the improved infrastructure? That money sure could have helped, but it was given to some leaders who had a different agenda, which brings us headlong into misconception number six. Forming a state is the primary goal of top Palestinian leaders. All of this international aid did go to help ease one man's suffering, Yasser Arafat. After his death, accountants hired by Arafat's own family discovered secret investments worth more than $1 billion. That income stream would be threatened if a new state was formed, which gives leaders like Arafat, or Mahmoud Abbas for that matter, a billion plus reasons to never actually sign a peace treaty. Which leads us to misconception number seven. Israel has a true peace partner. In the year 2000, desperate for a resolution, the Israelis elected Prime Minister Ehud Barak with a mandate to make peace with the Palestinians. Barak offered Yasser Arafat 94% of the land he demanded, except Jerusalem. Arafat flatly refused. President Clinton blamed the failure of the best chance at peace in 60 years squarely on Yasser Arafat. Which brings up perhaps the most common misconception of all, number eight. Israel just needs to give up land for peace. The last time Israel tried this was in 2005. They forced thousands of Jewish settlers out of Gaza, and in exchange, the Palestinian leaders promised peace. But when the Israelis moved out, the Palestinians voted Hamas in. Yep, they elected a terrorist organization who, since taking power, has fired more than 10,000 rockets into Israel. Surprised? Then you've probably bought into misconception number 9. Most Palestinians want a lasting peace with Israel. Some Palestinians do, but they are a minority. For 60 years, Palestinian educational leaders have fed their children a steady diet of hate, idolizing suicide bombers and celebrating death right in the classroom. And finally, misconception number 10. Giving the Palestinians a state now is the only solution to their suffering. This has been the only approach tried for the last 60 years. But these are people we're talking about. And waiting until they have a state to give them equal rights has only made things worse. Currently, Israel is the only nation to grant full rights to the Palestinians within their borders. But by granting them equal rights in every nation where they live, we could immediately increase the quality of life for every Palestinian. Let's be honest, these misconceptions have concealed potential solutions. When we take time to clear up confusion and face reality, we begin to uncover the truth. And that's when real progress towards justice can begin.
So you're looking at, that's a perfect breakdown of the 10 misconceptions, and this narrative has been going, and you heard very specifically, from President Bill Clinton's administration. This plan has been unfolding all this time. When you think about CARE, you know, the American Islamic relations, all that happened under, it's like it's happening right now. And now it looks like 2.0 is wanting to get in leadership.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.